Casey Shepherd visiting with Abby Cardwell from the Deer Creek Lamont FFA chapter. She's one of our agri-science area stars. Well, let's start out by just tell me a little bit about your project.
So I have been working at the NOC Sheep Center for the past 3 years, and we have three different areas of research that we're doing there right now. The first is our feed program and the different additives we can add to the feed. The second has been the dwarf gene and how it's impacting the sheep industry. And our third and most recent is our embryo transfer that we have been doing, which is the one that I've been the most heavily involved in.
So who all helped you out with this particular project, and what made you pick this?
So my dad is actually the herds manager at the Sheep Center. So I've really been involved there my whole life. And so going on to do this project has been just something that I watched it for a year or a couple of years, and then I really wanted to be involved in it.
And I bet your dad was pretty stoked, because this probably helped him out a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Did you have any family members that also helped in your FFA chapter that helped you?
No, not really. We don't have really anyone in our FFA chapter that's really involved with sheep or anything, or that worked at the Sheep Center, because it was really just the student workers and then my dad and some other people who helped with it.
You kind of had to do this all on your own and come up with it all on your own. But since it's something near and dear to your heart, it probably meant a whole lot more that way.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about what you learned throughout this process. What did this teach you?
It taught me that it is nature, so you can't control everything, but you can try to control as much as you possibly can. And you can get a good product out of something that you try really hard on.
What were some of your favorite aspects of your project?
I really liked it when they collected the embryos and then you could look at them through a microscope and see them on the little slide. I liked that part because I like science projects and like stuff when science class, when they do labs, and so that was probably my favorite part.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your career in FFA. So tell us about how you kind of grown through FFA throughout the past few years.
Yeah, if you told me I was here 2 years ago, I probably would have laughed, because I don't really like public speaking and doing stuff in front of people. So doing this has really helped me with going on in life and doing public things that I didn't think I was going to do, and it's going to just help me with my life skills.
What are some things that you were involved in with FFA? Did you end up doing like creed contest or things like that, or what all did you do?
I did the creed contest my freshman year, and then the year after that I was going to do speeches, but my track schedule messed with my speeches schedule, and so I couldn't do as many. And then the next year, last year, it all got canceled pretty much, so I didn't get to do really anything. But I did meats judging last year at one of the contests, and I did not too bad for it being my first time doing meats judging. So,
well, you mentioned this just a little bit, but what has FFA taught you, or what does FFA really mean to you?
It means leadership and teamwork and responsibility and learning how to do time management, and it just teaches you a lot of life skills that you will use in the future.
So looking forward, what are your future plans?
I plan to become a dermatologist PA, and I plan to go to NOC in the fall, and then after I'm done at NOC getting my pre-med, I plan to attend OSU, and then after that I plan to go to a master's college for the PA portion.
All right, Abigail, thank you so much. Casey Shepherd visiting with Abby Caldwell from the Deer Creek Lamont FFA chapter. Congratulations and thank you.